Brachot, Daf 46, February 18, 2020.
Okay. Mem Hayam Beit. So we were discussing whether two people can bench, right? Whether they have the permission. Benching, which means that one person says Brachot HaMazon and the other person just listens. So it's about, I don't know, around the middle of the page, Gufa, the two dots. I'm Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, I'm a Rav. Shlosha sha'achlu ke'achad, v'yatzachad mehem l'shuk. Right, three people are eating together, and one of them went to the marketplace. Karmu lo mezamnim alav. So you call him back, and you bench. Amar Abaye, v'hu dekare le va'ani. You have to call him, but he has to answer. He has to participate in the benching. Otherwise, it won't count. You can't bench. Amar Merzut v'lo amran ala bishlosha. That's, in other words, he can answer from where he is in the marketplace. He doesn't have to come back. That's really what the Gemara is saying. Ava ba'asara, if you want to make a minion, because he had at Eloheinu, so adonaiti. So he's got to come back to the group. So the Gemara says that doesn't make sense. Matki v'la rabashi, other rabba. Ipka mistavra, the opposite makes more sense. Tisha nirim kasara, shnaim nirim kishlosha. If you have two people and the third person's out in the street, it's very obvious. So what do you mean you're benching? You don't have three people. You have nine people, 10 people. Who notices? You know, you get the minion. People aren't sure. So why is the Gemara insistent the 10th person comes back and be in the place? But the third person can be, as long as he's in voice distance, but he doesn't actually have to be there. That's the Gemara's question. Hilchataka Marzutra. Nonetheless, the halacha is like Marzutra, that the 10th person has to come and be present. So obviously, what it's a slightly different issue. My time, came in the Bailat Kuri Shem Shemaim, because you're going to mention God's name. You're going to mention Lahenu. But Sirmiya Sara, Lavarach Arat. You're going to mention God's name. It's more serious. Everybody's got to be standing at attention, so to speak, standing in the place. So you need 10 people gathered around the table. For three, one can be in the kitchen, two can be in the living room. It doesn't really matter. Okay, Amar Abaye. If two people eat together, it's a mitzvah to each bench, separately. One shouldn't bench for the other. That's only if you have a zimun. Tanya namihachi shlam shachlu kachad mitzvah lechalek. After the Bible meds were in memory, when do we say that kishnehim am sofrim? When there are two people who know how to read, who know how to count, really, they're sofrim. Sofrim in the Gemara always refers to, either what we call a sofer means people who were learned. Avalachat sofer vachat bor. One person is learned and one person isn't. Sofer mevarechu bor yosei. Bor me, he didn't know any Hebrew. He didn't know how to read. So if you're actually in that situation, so one person would bench, the other person answers amen, because you have no other choice. Okay. Amar Rava. Hi Milta Amrita Anavi Tamre Mishmed Rav Zera Kfagate. This is what I said. It's some say the name of Rav Zera. The two die above five lines before they get wide on Mem Gimel Mem Hayam with Beit. Kvate. Shlosha Shachlu Kachad. If three people eat together, this happens all the time. So one of them wants to leave already. So the Gemara says, Echan Mafsik Lishnaim. If one is still eating and two of them have finished eating. So the one who's still eating should stop, so the other two can bench. But if one wants to leave and two aren't, it's a majority here. The two don't have to stop for one should stop for two. Okay, that's just basic, Derek Harris. So the Gemara
participates as if he were part of the movement.
Yeah, he has to stop and participate in the mezuzah. Two of them want a bench, and the third one's there, so the third one has to stop eating so they can do a zimun. We'll see what he does afterwards, if he can go back to eating. We'll see that in a moment. But if one of them wants to bench, the other two don't have to stop. Wait for me, I'm going to bench, and you stop. No, you wait. So the Gemara says, is that really true? V'lovah ha-rapapa, rapapa apsik la'avar bar beri. So Rav Papa did stop. Ihu v'chad. Him and one other person stopped. Two for one. So they say, you see two do stop for one. He says, no proof. Like, Shani Rav Papa, the lifnin mishur adin hu, David. He went beyond the call of duty. In other words, one, two, if you want to be nice, one guy wants to leave, go watch the hockey game. So the other two, if they want to be nice to him, they'll stop eating so he can bench. Because in order to have a zimun, they can't be eating while he's benching. Okay. David. Yehuda bar Meir bar Rashi Rav Acha. So the three of them were sitting. Mar made karche rifta. They were cutting bread. But how they had that with each other. Lo avi b'uchad to have a muplag mechaver lebruchim. So Yehuda bar Meir Rav Ashi Rav Acha. They were all equal. It's very interesting what the Gemara thought. So Yati become involved. They were wondering how does nan shlosha shachlu chachat chaim l'samim. That's when we learned that three people have to do with zimun, meaning one person says it out loud and the other two listen. Hani mile heichadikat gadol. Maybe that's only if there's a distinguished person. We know who the greatest of the three is. Al heichadichi hadad adeininu. When all three are equal, chiluk brachot adi. Perhaps it's better that each one should bench individually. In other words, the idea that the person who says Rabotayin Varech has to be like head and shoulders above the people who are answering. That's what they thought. Adi. Ini barach inish nafshi. Atul kamei meimar. Amralahu. So barach inish nafshi. So that's what they actually did. Each one benched on their own. They didn't make a zimun. Because a zimun is one person's doing for the other. Why am I doing it for you? Because I'm sort of, I know more than you. I'm better, right? So they each benched on their own. So Atulaka made the Meremar. They came to Meremar. One of them was the son of Meremar, right? Yehuda Meremar. So I guess they came to their father. Amar lehu, yedei bracha yetzatem. You fulfilled your obligation of Birchan HaMazon. You said the brachot. Yedei zimun. But there's a special mitzvah to gather together, to bench together, lo yitzatam. You didn't do it together, each individual. In other words, it's wrong. You don't need one person to be above. Any three, but we know, any three people can bench. So let's go back and bench again. Wow, they wanted to do the mitzvah of Zimun. Said, no, that's not going to work. You can't, once you benched already, you lost your chance. The Zimun's with the benching can't do it on your own. Okay, so now it's Ba Matzam Keshem Mevarchim. A guy walks into the room and people are benching. They've done the Mevarchim. Mahu Omer Acharim. So what should he say? Does he say anything? So Rav Zvi Amar Baruch Mevarach. He says, I don't know which one is that. It says Baruch Mevarach, Nevarach. Okay, he says Amen. Baruchu. Baruchu Baruch Shemo. They say Rapapa Amar One Amen. The Lo Pligi, they're not arguing. So it depends where they're up to in the benching. That's what he says, right? Right. What the Gemara says, the person leading benching says, Baruch, what do you say? Baruch Shachal Mishalo, Yishem Hashem Mevarach Meitav Elam, right? Baruch, Pershum Maranam Rabbatam, Nevarech Shechal Numishalo. That's the Nevarech. Right. Vahadash Genchein Nemar Baruch, meaning they finished the benching already. He's at Baruch Atah Hashem HaKanechalam HaZanatolam Kolobetuvo. In other words, the Rabbatai Nevarech introduces the Bracha. So if they're saying the Bracha, so he'd answer Amen. And if he's in the middle where they say Rabbatai Nevarech, so he'll answer, whatever, Yishem Hashem Mevarech Me'ata Bi'ad Olam. Okay. So, right. Added Baruch Eshkechan Baruch Omer Baruch Mvorach Eshkechan Gamer Baruch One Amen. If they're already started the bracha, so he says Amen. Okay. Tani Chada, four lines from the bottom. Ha One Achar Amen Amen Achar Berkatav Reis Zem Meshubach. A person who answers Amen to his own bracha is praiseworthy. You're supposed to answer Amen to your own bracha. That's kind of cool. We normally don't do that. But Tanya Ida Chareis Zem Meguna. It's a pretty well. That's a terrible thing to do. It's inappropriate. You say something, other people should say, I agree. In other words, Amen means I agree with you. So you make a statement and say, I agree. What kind of ridiculousness is that? The first thing is, how beautiful. I say a bracha, and then I affirm, yes, I agree with what I wasn't just saying it, I affirm what I said. So it's a debate. So the Gemara said, no debate. Lo kasha, habe bonei Yerushalayim. The bracha bonei brachem of Yerushalayim. Amen. That's how we say. We also answer amen. Habe shar brachot. But other bracha you don't answer. What's the difference? Why does bonei brachem of Yerushalayim get its own bracha? Its own amen? And you know why we answer amen after bonei brachem of Yerushalayim? Because it ends a series of brachot. The Elavino Boreno Adureno Goleni Yotzreno, that fourth bracha of the benching with Galatov Meitiv, that's an add-on. That's a rabbinic part of the benching. That's a lower status of benching. The real benching ends at Bonav Rachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen. So when we finish, we want to distinguish between the real important part of the benching and the lesser important part of benching, to answer Amen after your own bracha. Rashi says, so too when you say Kriyat Shema in the morning, you should answer Amen. I don't know, we never do that. I don't know any other bracha we answer Amen to besides Bonav Rachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen. But Rashi says, whenever you finish a series of brachot, you answer Amen. But, we do that in benching. Baruch Ata Hashem, Bonav Rachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen. We answer Amen to our own bracha, because that's the end of a series of brachot that also it distinguishes between the two. That's what the Gemara says. Abaye, this is interesting. Abaye ani le bekola, ki hechad elishmu polim. So Abaye, when he answered Amen to Bonav Rachamav, Yerushalayim, Amen, he said it really loud. You know why he said it loud? Because he wanted the workers to hear. You see, the workers had to go back to work at Bonav Rachamav. The workers were not allowed to say the entire benching. Because what right do they have to waste time? We learned this earlier. They can't daven too much. They can't say, they can say Shema on the top of the tree. They don't have to come back. They can't go to shul. They have to go to work. So he would answer, Amen. That was like the alarm clock. Whenever Rachamav Yerushalayim, we finish the main part of benching, you don't say the rest, you get to work. Tov Ameitiv love Doraita. Tov Ameitiv isn't from the Torah, so it's not so important that they say it, and the worker's got to go back to work. Rav Ashi Anane Bilachisha. Rav Ashi said Amen quietly. Why? No, if you're going to tell me a Tov Ameitiv is not so important, you know what's going to happen? People are going to stop saying it. Right? Once you give people an excuse, this Amen, the benching is over. Those are extra things. So Kiyecha Delon Nizalzalev, so people wouldn't make fun and stop saying a Tov Ameitiv. Whisper an Amen. So nobody would really know that he was at the end of the benching, and they'd continue to listen to the rest of the benching. It's also an interesting psychological argument, right? Do you tell people it's not important or whatever because we're afraid they won't do it? We know that. There are certain things you give people, say it's not so important, so everybody leaves. Okay. Rav Zeira Chalash, top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph, top today's doc. Rav Zeira got sick. Alagave Rav Ava came to visit him. Kabil alay, he accepted upon himself, I mitpach katina charik yinashaki. If the katina charik, like shaki, I don't know, which means the burnt knee or something, the burnt thigh. The ligament was scorched leg. Okay, right, that's okay. Right, that was his nickname. Why was that his nickname?
Little man with scorched legs.
Yeah. So now I forget the whole story. I looked it up earlier. It had to do with he had tremendous emunah, and he fed that the fire can't harm him. So he used to go in an oven every day to prove his point. And then one day the rabbis gave him an ayin hara, and he got burned by the fire. And something along those lines. So it scorched his legs. So they called him, they gave him a nickname, the scorched rabbi. Okay. Anyways, if he gets better, Avina Yana Tova L'Rabbanan, I'll make a party for all the rabbis. That's great. The rabbi recovered. Itvach, he got better. Avit Sudata L'Kulu Rabbanan, he made a party, made a big meal for all the rabbis. Kimatu L'Mishre, when it came time to cut the bread, they were sitting around drinking wine at the beginning, So they came time. Amar le Rav Zeira. So Rav Avos wanted to honor Rav Zeira. The party actually was in his honor. So le Shilan Mar. So he said, Mr. Zeira, Rabbi Zeira, why don't you cut the bread? You should be the one to cut the bread. That would be like a big honor. Amar le, lo sever lehu mar lahad the Rav Yochanan. Don't you know what Rav Yochanan like taught? Rav Yochanan taught Bal Habayit Botseya. The householder, the person who's the host of a party, of a meal, he's the one supposed to cut the bread. Okay? So he will get to why in a moment. Sharlu, he cut it. Kimatu Livruche, when it came time to save Birchat HaMazon, Amar le nevarach lanmar. So he said to Rav Zeir, why don't you lead us in Birchat HaMazon? And we sort of already seen that the greatest person, maybe you don't have to, but it seems to be better, the greatest person should lead Birchat HaMazon. Amar le, he said to him, Rav Zeir said, hold, don't you hold, lo savar le, adamar Rav Huna, min Bavel, Rav Huna from Bavel, as opposed to which Rav Huna? Rav Huna from Israel. So Rashi said, no, it's the regular Rav Huna. But now they were in Israel. So this story took place in Israel. Rav Huna lived in Bavel. I guess it was an important party. He traveled from Bavel to Israel to come to the party, whatever. I don't know, only for that. So they called him Rav Huna, who lives in Bavel. Anyways, Damar Botseya Mivarech, the one who cut the bread, to give up bread at the beginning of the meal, he should be the one to bench. So Iyu Kimansvir, like, so who did Rav Avahu hold like when he asked him to bench? Like, he had that Amar Rav Yochanan, he held like what Rav Yochanan said, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Bal Habayit, yeah, we've mentioned this before, we have this, probably five, I don't know how many hundreds of times in Shas, a lot. Rav Yochanan says something, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that word Mishum. Normally it would say, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Mishum means he didn't hear it directly. And he couldn't. Rav Yochanan Mezakai is, Rav Yochanan is living a couple generations after Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But he heard in the name of, but he has that a lot. He must have loved him, even though he never met him. So he's always quoting Rav Yochanan Mishum, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. Anyways, what did he say? Bala Bayit Botseya. The householder should cut the bread, to give out the bread. V'orech Mevarech. And the guest should bench. This is what we hold. Like, this is our practice. Bala bayit botseya. Why should the householder botseya? Kadeshi yivtsa b'ayin yafeh. That he should cut a nice piece of bread. If I'm the guest and the host tells me, why don't you cut the bread? Or you cut the roast beef. You know how much to feed. You want a big piece. But you feel bad. So you're a little bit, you don't know what to do. But the householder, if he gives you a huge piece, okay, well, I'm not going to argue with him. So, Bala Bayit Botseya, Kadesh Yisa Bayit, so he'll give you a very nice piece, right? But Orech Mivarech, and the guest should be the benching. Why? Because what do we say when we bench? We thank the Bala Bayit, right? Rachamani Varecha Bala Bayit, it's Abedish, Do Bala Bayit, it's right? To call him a Sumim Kam, right? Maim Mivarech, so this is now, it's caught on in recent years. When we were younger, you probably never ever in your life saw this, what we're about to say. But now they put it, now it's pretty common to put in the benches. I don't know, some printer. What the printers do determines what Jewish law is. They have the more power than anybody. Because what they put in the siddur, right? All the American siddurs took out the piyutim, so nobody says any piyutim. You know, whoever prints the siddur gets to decide what minhagim you want. So my mevarech. So now they put this in. Yehi ratzon. I'm sure you've seen it in the benches now. Shelo yevosh balabai balamazeh. That the host shouldn't be embarrassed in this world. Velo yikalim lolam haba, and not for the next world. Okay, that was what all he said. But Rebbe adds, well, we do say, but for him, he adds more things. The yislach ma'od b'chol nechasav. He should be very successful in his monetary pursuits. And his monetary pursuit and that should be mutzlachim ukrobim le'ir. We wouldn't have to travel on business. What a pain to travel on business. You should be successful to live and to do business where you live. You don't have to travel. Valishlot satan lo b'maseyedav, and no, whatever. Nobody should get our, the satan, whatever, in our efforts. Lo b'maseyedenu, and all our work, and we shouldn't have any thoughts of sinning, right? When it comes to money, lots of potential to sin. So that's what I say. And they printed today in the benches. This is now printed, right? You don't see this anymore printed in the benches? Here, pull out the art scrolls. Let's take a look. It never used to be, never. It was never seen, but Pretty much. And I've seen it. Maybe I have some bencher that has it. But let's see what Art School has. Right? Art School has changed the face of Judaism. It really has. Korin is trying to change other faces of Judaism, right? It's
People don't usually bench from an Art School sitter.
I'm sorry?
People don't usually bench
Yeah, they don't bench from an Arch Shul Siddur. That's why I'm curious what the Arch Shul did. I've never benched from the Arch Shul Siddur. I think it's here. It's usually they put benching after Shacharit because that's when you eat. But well done, I don't see it here. Birchat Eirusin. They have the for Shacharit. They have the bracha to get married, to do the wedding. Okay, here you go. So you notice in gray, it's a little bit. The Talmud, Barachos 46a, gives a rather lengthy text of the blessing that a guest inserts here for the host. It is quoted with minor variation in the Shulchan Aruch, and many authorities are at a loss to explain what the scribe text has fallen into disuse in favor of the briefer version commonly used. The text found in Shulchan Aruch is, here it is, Art Scroll prints it. I don't know, I assume it's in the Koran, and I've seen it now in a lot of the benches they print. 10 years ago, never, you couldn't find it. It was impossible. It was never done, as Art Scroll says. All right, it fell into disuse. Okay, but now it's, I don't know, somebody resurrected it. Okay, anyways, but that's what it says. Ad heichan birchan hamazon. So what do you mean ad heichan birchan hamazon? How much do the three people were getting back to azimun? So how much do you need three people to say? If you don't have the three people, you can't say it. So this is interesting. Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nevarach. Okay, that's what we Baruch Shechal Mishlo Tavoch. I think that's what wherever. And we don't say the word Nevarach there, but it means the Rabotai Nevarach. That's what you need. Maybe that's what he reads. If he stops, only Rabotai Nevarach, or maybe the whole like benching part. If you don't have a mezumin, you don't say it. Rav Sheshit Amar Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshit says the first bracha. So Baruch Ata Hashem Hazanat HaKol. That's part of the Zimun. And if you don't have three people, you start benching at Not Elecha. Yes. So really, that's what the Gemara says.
Then you're not starting with the bracha.
You're not starting with the bracha. So that's a good question, because the reason you don't start with bracha is the bracha smucha lechaverta. Maybe you would start with a bracha. That's an interesting question. I don't know. I don't know. Would you start with a bracha according to that opinion? Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on to that question. I don't know. It's an important point. Okay. So the Gemara says, name a ketanai. Let's say this is actually Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshit are Amoraim. So let's say this is actually an earlier debate. Ditani chada birchan amazon shnaim bishalosh. We had one teaching said birchan amazon, there are two and three. There are two blessings and three blessings. Ditani there shalosh varba. And we learned another thing, there are three and four. Savrua, so they're trying to explain, what do they mean? The kulei alma hatova meitiv labdo right to here. That last bracha we talked about, hatova meitiv. After Boneh Barach Mevishem, that doesn't count. Okay. Let's forget that one. So, my lab, I can be flige. Manda mar shtayim bishalosh, the one who says two and three, kasavar adazan. So, how much is benching? Either it's going to be two brachot, ala aretz v'alamazon, Boneh Barach Mevishem, main. That's if you're benching on your own. And if you're benching with the zimun, you'll have the third bracha of hazanat hakol. Right. So, you would only say the two brachot. Uman de amar shalosh v'arba, and the opinion that says three or four says no. Benching ends at where we consider the simun end. Baruch shachal mishlo uftevo chayinu. So he says ad nevarach, and therefore you're going to have you always have three. Hazanat hakol, alar tzolam hazom, boneh barach amav. And if you have benching, you have four. Even though it's not a technical bracha, we're considering Baruch Shachal Mishlo to be a fourth bracha. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman's view? Rav Nachman says, Ad Nevarach. Rav Nachman, Mitaretz Tamei, Rav Sheshit Mitaretz Tamei. Each one can explain the other opinion. Rav Nachman, Mitaretz Tamei, Dekuli Alma, Ad Nevarach. Everybody agrees benching is Ad Nevarach. The way we assume. Just the beginning part. Manda mar shalosh varba. So we understand three and four, right? Either you say the fourth, the zimun, or you don't. Manda mar shtayim v'shalosh. So what does two and three mean? Amar lacha Hacha bebirchat poalim askin, and we're talking about workers. Workers are not allowed to bench the whole thing. Damar mar potech b'hazan. They say hazan at olam kulov tovo. Bekolel boneh Yerushalayim b'rachat haaretz. They combine no delecha and rachem into one bracha. I mentioned yesterday, Cassandra here, that the second Mishnah Berurah is a huge tircha letzibur, which I really believe it is. I believe it should be usur to have. And so people are like, what's the big deal in extra 30 seconds? You see, the Gemara, how seriously it took. We're going to cut out half of benching, biblical mitzvah to bench. The Gemara is assuming it's right. Hatovah Meitiv doesn't count. It's rabbinic. The rest of benching is biblical. But for a worker to miss 20, how long does it take to say Rachem Hashem? How long does it say to combine two and one? You're talking 30 seconds. And the Gemara says, no, we don't allow the worker to say it. That's taking time up from work. That's the same idea. They cared a lot about an extra minute. That used to bother them a lot. Anyways, but that's it. So that's why it's two and three. If you're a worker, you'd only say two brachot. If on your own, or three with as zimun. Okay.
It's troubling that the ones that you would cut out, not with the worker, but if you don't have a zimun, is the first one.
Right, you would think that's the most important one, because, I hear, I would also agree, it's according to the Gemara, it's composed by Moshe Rabbeinu, the first one. I don't know, but apparently that's part of the introduction to benching, as I told him that, and if you don't have a zimun, you wouldn't say it. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, we don't hold like that, but, we could have, okay? Hold on a second. Rav Sheshe, okay, v'poli maskinan, right? So you have to combine them. Rav Sheshe metaretze tameh. Rav Sheshe, dekuli amad hazan. Rav Sheshe says, no, benching ends. The zimun part ends at hazanat hakol. Mandam ar shtayim v'shalosh, so that I understand. The two is halar etzvel mazum, but never achamav. And three, if you have a mazuman. Shapur. Mandam ar shalosh v'arba. So how can somebody say three and four? So that opinion holds, hatova meitiv, that fourth bracha, is part of the biblical mitzvah to bench. The right to he. Okay. Amar of Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, that can't be. And of course, we don't follow Rav Sheshe. Right? Amar of Yosef, teida. No way. Hatova meitiv lav d'oraita. It's not biblical. Why not? Sharei polim okrim mota. Because the workers don't say it. In other words, the presumption of the Gemara is that if it was a biblical mitzvah, we would let the workers say it. We give the workers the extra 30 seconds to say the bracha. But since it's only rabbinic, then therefore the workers don't have to say it. Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, because I remember we learned this earlier. I don't know where he is here. Tosfot on Daf Tet Zayin says, Yesh koch v'yachachay melakar davar min ha-Torah. V'chotim rechad ha-Torah. Right. Here the Gemara says it's only because it's if it would meet the Rabbanan, they could help. Tosfot, Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't know what the answer is. He says, her Tosfot quotes that even if it would be Doraita, they could tell you not to do it, because Yesh Koach B'Yachachai M'Lakar Davar Min HaTorah. The Shevelta say, sometimes the Kumba say too, once in a while. In other words, the rabbis even have the power to tell you not to do a biblical mitzvah. In other words, it is true. In other words, this Gemara is a little bit strange, because in other words, they say, the rabbi said, because it's rabbinic, so the workers don't do it. The true matter, even if it was, you know, biblical, the rabbis could have said, the workers don't do it, because the rabbis have the power to tell you not to do a biblical mitzvah if they have a good reason. They tell us not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But presumably, they felt, okay, if it's a rabbinic mitzvah, we'll get rid of it. A biblical mitzvah, we're not going to tell the workers not to mention. Yeah, today can rabbis do that? So the truth on the biblical, because that's an interesting question. See, Hatova Meitiv, they had it, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we assume today you can't be Oker Dover. Yeah, of course. But rabbis today don't have the power to tell you not to do. I'm not 100% sure that's totally true. I have to look already. It could be even rabbis today sometimes have more power if they, and they think how far. But yeah, let's assume without a Sanhedrin, we can't do any of this. Okay. Teda, how do you know that Tov Umeitiv is not the right to Shere Poli Mokrimoto? Okay, the workers don't say it. So that must be proof. And I said, that's not necessarily 100% proof, because it could be it's the right, and still the workers go up, but I don't think it's 100% proof. Amar Rav Yitzchak, which is maybe why you have the next proof in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Derav, Teda da Tova Meitiv Labda Raita. I'll tell you another proof. Tova Meitiv is not Mina Torah. Shrei Potech Ba Bebaruch, Vein Chotem Bebaruch. It starts with Baruch. Why start with Baruch? If it's part of the continuation, Berchan HaMazon, you don't say, like in Shmon Esrei, whenever two brachot are next to each other, you don't say Baruch on the second or third or the fourth, you know, bracha. So the fact that it starts with Baruch means it's not really connected to Berchan HaMazon. It's like an add-on, a rabbinic add-on. Kidatanya, as we learned, kol ha-brachot kulam potech behem be-baruch. Every bracha starts with Baruch, except brachas muchal ha-chavarta. Bechotem be-baruch, and also ends with Baruch. Chutz min birchat ha-peirot ha-birchat ha-mitzvot. U-birchas muchal ha-chavarta. So birchat ha-peirot, bori parades, and it's too short to end with a Baruch. But a longer bracha, kiddush, starts Baruch at Hashem, whatever, then Baruch Hashem, Mekadesh Shabbat Abdallah, Baruch Hashem, Amavdeh Mekodesh Chol Ben Erlechosh, Baruch Hashem, Amavdeh Mekodesh Chol. Normally a bracha has the beginning at Baruch Hashem, Yotzer Or, Baruch Hashem, Kosei Shalom Redekol, Baruch Hashem, Yotzer Morot. That's all one long bracha, right? And usually the ending and the beginning have to be the same, which they are in all these cases. So Birchat HaPeirot is too short, so it only starts with the bracha. Birchat HaMitzvah is the same thing. Shekhi Shana Mitzvotav Mitzivanu Ladlik Ner Shel Shachanaka. Okay, Ubracha Smucha Lechaverta, a bracha next to its in succession, there it only ends with Baruch. Ubracha Achrona Shebekriyat Shema. Yeah, what's Bracha Achrona Shebekriyat Shema? That's Gal Yisrael. So what do we do there? Also does, but that's the bracha smucha lechaverta, right? Emet ve'amuna, it's interesting, we're not considering bracha smucha lechaverta, saying it's because the Shema interrupts, whatever it is, but you don't say bracha at the beginning. Okay, yesh ve'ehem shepotech be'baruch.
What are they saying? Those type of brachas are midraisa or not?
So normally, in other words, hatova meitiv, since it's a bracha smucha lechaverta, right? It's right after Bonem Barachama Yerushalam Amen. So you shouldn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Alevinu Malkeinu Adoreinu. But since we do, it must be, it's not connected. It's not samuch lebirach atah, and therefore it starts with Baruch. Why is it not smucha lechaverta? Because it's only rabbinic. By the way, this question comes up when at a wedding. Why are the Sheva brachas? Why do you say Shakol b'nei b'dvaro yotzer ha'adam with Baruchat Hashem? We say the first three are Baruch, 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 and then we stop. Samech de Samach Reim Avim Sosta Sisvata Gelagra. I reverse them. Sosta Gelagra, and then again we go back to Baruchat Hashem Asher Barasa Samasimcha. Okay, that's when we get the Ksuvit. But that, so are they really connected, or were they added on different? Because otherwise, you shouldn't have, okay, the sure ones maybe, but why does the last one get its own bracha? Because, probably because that one could be said even without a minion, the other ones need a minion, whatever it is. But anyways, okay. The Yesh Miam Shabotech B'Baruch Mein Chotem B'Baruch. Some start with Baruch and don't end. That's Birchan HaMitzvah, let's say. The Yesh Miam Shachotem B'Baruch Mein Potech B'Baruch. That's Brachas Mechal V'Chaverta V'Tova Meitiv. Potech beruch, vein chotem beruch miklal. The bracha b'fnei atzmahi must be its own bracha because it's only rabbinic. Mamar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, another proof. Teida da tova meiti lav da raita sharei okrimota bebeit avel. You don't say it if you bench in a shiva house. That's another bracha that's fallen into disuse even today. They haven't recovered this one. There is a special birchan hamazon that a person who's sitting shiva is supposed to say. But I don't think, it's. I don't know, it isn't said. I think maybe in the new Koran, they just put out one for shiva. I think they may have re-put it back in. It's interesting what gets in. I'm telling you, it's the printers that have so much power. It's unbelievable. Okay, Chaim Soloveitchik, that's his one of his fields, that the influence on, I'll tell you, the biggest influence on the printing press in halacha right here, Tosfot. The Daniel Bomberg decided to put Tosfot on the page of Gemara. So the Maharal went crazy. This is terrible. Why are they putting Tosfot on the side of Gemara? That's awful. Tosfot is only for the super, after you've learned all of Shas, then you can begin to learn Tosfot. We should put the Rosh, you should put, I don't know, put somebody easy, like Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfot doesn't explain the Gemara. Tosfot asks questions on the Gemara. The Gemara over there, the Gemara over here, this contradicts that. What does that have to do with the Gemara we're learning? If you've learned all of Shas, then you can learn Tosfot. So that was a big deal. Well, why did, that was a big problem. Why, there was a big rush against Tosfot on the page, but I don't have to tell you Tosfot's on the page, and that's what do we say to people? Gemara Rosh Tosfot. Got to learn Tosfot. It's on the page, right? If you stick it in the back of the Gemara, nobody learns it. Okay, so that rabbi, maybe he was a descendant of Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but I have no idea. Right. I don't know why Daniel Blomberg decided to put Tosfot on the page and which rabbi advised him to, but that's what you put on the page is what people learn. Everybody knows that. And now, Mikra Kedolot, if you got into Mikra Kedolot, so people learned you. If you didn't get into Mikra, you didn't, the Ramban and Sforno, and even Ezra and Rashi, they made it into Mikra Kedolot. So that's what people study. If you're the Ralbag or Rabbeinu Bechaye or, you know, these sort of, you know, things, people don't look at them. You need your own book to get it. Now, maybe it's easier. People have their own books, but the people, they couldn't afford so many books. So they've had one chumash. They had the Mikra Gadol. So whatever made it, the Mikra Gadol is what you learned. So now it's true. Then you had what they put in the back of the Gemara. So the Marsha made the Gemara and the Rasha. You know, if you made it into the Vilna Shas, and then you have Rishonim, they didn't make it into the Shas at all. It's not in the back. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, that's not in the back of the Gemara. The Reef is, the Rush is, interesting, right? So like... whatever the printers put in, that's what people are more or less are going to learn today. It's a little different. Computers have changed everything. But it is really the printers had tremendous power. And and anyway, so but back here. So Mahim Omri, Beit Avel. So what how do you bench in a house of mourning? You don't say Hatova Meiti because you're happy, even though it's said for Haruge Beitar. Good. So so they didn't want to say that. Kidatanya Maimrim Vedavel, Baruch Atova Metiv. So the first thing he said to me, Rabbi Kiva is there, no. Baruch Dayan Amet. Hatova Metiv in Dayan Amet. So that's the first one. What do you mean? Hatova Metiv and not Dayan Amet? I said both. El Ema Afatova Metiv. Okay. Marzutra Ikla Leve Rav Ashi. So Marzutra went to the house of Rav Ashi. Itra Ba Milton. There was a Shiva house. Patach Ubarich, he began benching. Hatova Metiv, Elamet, Dayanamet, Shofet Vitzedek, Lokech Mishpat, like a dynamic, Shalep Mishpat, Shalit Olamo, Vakasha, join us. Please. I've been waiting for 45 days to have a mixed Daf Yomishir. So, Baruch Hashem, thank you very much. Okay, so, especially this week, Michelle Farber will be here teaching Daf Yomi on Shabbos morning. So, Baruch Hashem, we can go ahead. Okay, V'shalip olamo lasot bo kirtzono. He does as his will. He called Racham Mishpat, all the ways of God are justice. This it sounds like a dynamic. We don't do this. Shako shalo, v'anachnu amo, where his people, his servants, we have to acknowledge everything he does, ulevarcho, and to bless him. Go there, Pirtzot Yisrael. He fences up the holes of the Jewish people. He puts us together. God should repair the loss that person has. Lechaim should have long life. So okay. So that's so they wouldn't say atov hametiv in a shiva house. That's what the Gemara is saying. So that's evidence that Tova Meitiv is only rabbinic. If it was a biblical mitzvah, they wouldn't take it out in a shivas. But like I said, this is falling into disuse. Maybe if the printers get their way, maybe it'll fall into use. People will do it. Okay, Lehechan Hu Chozer. So now this is back to the people who remember the two and the three, who are the two, the guys who stopped the bench in the middle, right? The one guy... he's still eating, and right, he starts with two people. Where does he go back to bench from? So Rav Zvi Amar Mishmei Dabaye Chozer LeRosh. He goes back to the beginning of Hazanat Olam Kulo B'Tuvo. Let's say that opinion. So he's got to bench the whole thing. V'Rabbanan Amar L'Makom Shapasak. Rabbanan said no. He picks up at Nodelecha like any other individual. In other words, he would not say the bracha of Hazanat Kulo. The guy who benches would say Baruch Atah Hashem Hazanat Olam Kulo B'Tuvo, but the person who is listening wouldn't say it, and he's benching a half an hour later when he finishes. He also doesn't say it. One opinion is he would say it because he was initially part of that. Okay. Bilchata lamakum shepasak. And the law is he doesn't have to say it. He doesn't have to go back and say it. And this would probably theoretically apply even now, because if the person benching says the first paragraph out loud, which they're supposed to do in Yom Tzermen, you mean you've already said the first paragraph. So right, that's our practice today, right? You go somewhere and one guy wants to bench. So they will have two people stopping for one. They'd be nice, right? They'd be sure to be like Rav Papa. You know the custom. So he'll bench, he'll say Rav Tanya Varech. Everybody stops eating till he says Hazana Tok Hakol. And then everybody will start eating again. So according to this Gemara, the first person benching should say the whole thing out loud. You answer Amen. And then you start when you bench at no delicha. We don't do that in practice, but that's what the Gemara says we would do. Okay. Amar le Resh Galuta le Rav Sheshet. So the exilarch, the head of the Jewish community, said to Rav Sheshet, Afa gav de Rabbanan kishisiyatun. This is interesting. You rabbis are pretty good guys. The Persians are better. The Persians know more about how to make a meal. Parsai bitzarche tzuda b'kiyuminachu. You guys know Gemara. You guys learn learning. When it comes to etiquette, the Persians are better. That's what he said. Bitzarche tzuda, the Persians know more than you. Bizman shehem shtei mitot, when there are two beds. Remember, they used to eat like on Pesach. Everybody had their own, well, we don't do that on Pesach either, but everybody had their own bed, right? They would lean on the bed, lean back and enjoy. So, skado mesi berosh, the more important person, he's at the head, he's at the front of the room. Bisheni lo, which I guess in the middle, I don't exactly know how this looked. Bisheni lo lemala himenu. And the person who is of slightly less important would be on top of him, like sort of behind him, in a sense. Nin Steinschel has a picture.
It's like you're in camp.
Right, so the CO, he has a mamish in a bed. Oh, so that makes sense. So the guy's behind him. So if I want to talk to him, it's hard because he's behind me, not to my side. And then, okay, ubizman heim shalosh, when there are three people, gado mesi beamsa, the most important person's in the middle, that we always know. You always put the person, the most important person goes in the middle, and you surround him on the right and the left. Sheni lo, the second most important person is behind him, like on top of him. Shlishi lemata is below him. Amen. Amar le, bechi baila ashtue behedya, machritz terutze, biyati vumishte behedya. Hold on a second. So what's the problem? The problem is when they want to talk to each other, it's hard to talk, right? This is what how do you talk to each other? Because he's got to like turn around to talk to the guy behind him. So they said, okay, so he says, Amrale shani parsai, the machvele b'machu. The Persians were very good. They had hand signs. They would like talk like this to each other. Go like this, go like that. So they didn't know. He didn't have to strain his head. He would just lift his hand up and the guy would know. Okay, very interesting. I don't know exactly how the conversation went, but that's what the verse says. Okay. My Rishonim, Mehecha Mechlim. So you have to wash before it eats. You got 20 people eating supper at your house. So who should wash first? So what happens in your house? Who washes first? You wash first or last? The kids wash. You wash whatever order. Nobody cares. Okay. That's what a lot of people do. When I grew up, my father washed first, then my mother, then my older sister, then me and my brother. We went in order of the family. That's how we always washed. That was like, it was inappropriate to wash before the person older than you in the house. That's how, so anyways, but yeah, with us, I'm not, whatever. My Rishonim Mehecha Matchilin, where do you start? Amar Lei Min HaGadol. So that's what, based on this Gemara, the older person, the bigger person, he should wash first. So the Gemara says, no, why? That's not good. You have to shut up the longest if you wash the first. That's what it says. Yeshev gadol v'yishmor yadav v'chenotin kulam. So the guy has to sit there for 10 minutes waiting till everybody washes. So he said, no. Amar leila alter my tutach. Everybody at their own plate. Everybody at their own table. So he was washing, he'd eat bread. He wouldn't wait for everybody. He should wash first and not wait and give him food to wait. We don't, that's interesting, you know. Taichu kameh. My machronim, we don't do that anymore, right? But there's another halacha that's fallen into disuse for reasons that are not clear. My machronim, mehechan matchilin. Where do you, after the meal, you're supposed to wash your hands, right? Amarle min hakatan. So there you start in reverse order. That the least important person washes first. So the Gemara says, whoa. The gadol yati v'yada mezumat. Why do you wash your hands? They're all dirty from the meal. You've been eating a meal. They didn't. So your hands are all greasy. So why should the most important person wait till the end? Remember, they didn't have water in the sink. They didn't go to the kitchen. They had to schlep the water from the well. You know, the maid had to get the water. It wasn't such a simple thing. So so he should sit there the whole time. It may take another 10 minutes till they bring the next batch of water. No. He eats the longest. They don't clear the plates at once, and then everybody does. Like what we do, we clear the plates at the same time. Well, we don't do my machronim. They go my machronim. No. They would clear the plate, give him my machronim. So they would clear the plate of the most important person last. He gets this. He served first, and he's cleared last. He's the most important person. The least important person washes last, and they take his plate away first. Okay, that's the way it goes. Amar, listen. This is, I think, right. Amar of Sheshed. Ana matnitin yadana. I know what we said in the Mishnah. I think this was the Tanya. Ketzad say there. Okay, so this is how the Persians did it, I believe. I think this whole thing was right how the Persians ate their meals. Okay, Ketzad say there haseba. Bisman shehem shtei mitot, when there are two beds, that's why we said gadol mesi v'rosh. Bisheni lemata lo. Jewish way, the guy is below. They didn't talk with hand sign. So I can talk in front of me. I can't talk in back of me. Right? It was man shem shalosh mitot gadol mesi perosh. Then the head guy's on the front. Sheni lo lemala is in, I guess, he's in the middle really. Then the second guy is on front. Ishlishi lemata menu. My rishonim matchili min hagadol, the first washing, you do start from the bigger. My machronim, so here we make a slight difference. Rizvan shem, hey, if there are five people or less, the last five people you go in order of the most important. But uizman shem meya, if you have 100 people or 20 people, but 100 people eating, you're at a wedding, right? So matchili min hakatan, you start from the smaller people, and then until you get to the top five, v'chodzim matchili min hakatol. Ulamakom shemay machronim chodzim l'sham bracha chozeret. And the person who does the first of the last five, in other words, the 95 people wash in reverse order. The last five wash in, you know, I don't know what the order is called, in the proper order, from one to five. And that number one should be the person who leads the bench. Whoever washes his hands for my machronim first of the last five, really, he should make brachat hamazon. Okay. Are we, I assume we're not getting Gemara? I mean, nobody's, not one person. Okay. Okay. All right, let's finish here the three lines, and we'll stop. We'll be Rav and Rav Chia have a yatvi besuda. Rav and Rav Chia, I told you, I think Rav Chia was Rav's uncle. Have a yatvi besuda kamed the Rebbe. They were sitting at Rebbe Yehuda's house. They were the students of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Amarle Rebbe le Rav kum mashe yadach. We had. He said to Rav, "Go wash your hands." So Rav got all upset. Why don't you go wash my hands? Are they all dirty? You're telling me to wash my hands. It means they're all dirty. That's not nice. Yeah, chazya the kam martach. He said, I got all angry, got all upset. Amrale barpitche. He says, the smart one or whatever, the small one, barpitche. How does he translate that exactly? Barpitche? The son of Noam. Ayein. No, I'm telling you to wash first, not because your hands are dirty, but for Birchat HaMazon purposes. Okay, stop here. Oh God, we're all caught up.